Good morning, beloved, and thank you once again for joining me for this Monday's edition of The 5-Minute Journey, where we start each weekday off together in God's Word. Today, we are in Micah, Old Testament prophet Micah chapter 6, and today's reading is a shift from the promise of future restoration as described in chapters 4 and 5, to the current situation. Israel is called upon to defend itself, and the Lord acts as a prosecutor. The Lord reminds the people what he requires, and that those who engage in dishonest business practices and exploit the poor will be punished. And God's saving word for us as we begin this week together are justice and peace. As I said last Monday, you can't have one without the other. You must have justice before you can live in peace, and you must be living in peace for true justice to prevail. So, let's begin reading Micah chapter 6, beginning at verse 1. Listen to the Lord's case against Israel. Arise, O Lord, and present your case. Let the mountains and the hills hear what you say. You mountains, you everlasting foundations of the earth, listen to the Lord's case. The Lord has a case against his people. He is going to bring an accusation against Israel. The Lord says, My people, what have I done to you? How have I been a burden to you? Answer me. I brought you out of Egypt. I rescued you from slavery. I sent Moses, Aaron, and Miriam to lead you. My people, remember what King Balak of Moab planned to do to you and how Balaam, son of Beor, answered him. Remember the things that happened on the way from the camp of Acacia to Gilgal. Remember these things, and you will realize what I did in order to save you. What shall I bring to the Lord, the God of heaven, when I come to worship him? Shall I bring the best calves to burn as offerings to him? Will the Lord be pleased if I bring him thousands of sheep or endless streams of olive oil? Shall I offer my firstborn child to pay for my sins? No, the Lord has told us what is good. He requires of us, what he requires of us is this, to do what is just, to show constant love, and to live in humble fellowship with our God. It is wise to fear the Lord. He calls to the city, Listen, you people who assemble in the city. In the houses of evil people are treasures which they got dishonestly. They use false measures, a thing I hate. How can I forgive those who use false scales and weights? Your rich people exploit the poor, and all of you are liars. So I have already begun your ruin and destruction because of your sins. You will eat, but not be satisfied. In fact, you will still be hungry. You will carry things off, but you will not be able to save them. Anything you do save, I will destroy in war. You will sow grain, but not harvest the crop. You will press oil from olives, but never get to use it. You will make wine, but never drink it. This will happen because you have followed the evil practices of King Omri and his son King Ahab. You have continued their policies, and so I will bring you to ruin, and everyone will despise you. People everywhere will treat you with contempt. And today's key verse is Micah chapter 6, verse 8, where the prophet writes, The Lord has told us what is good. What he requires of us is this, to do what is just, to show constant love, and to live in humble fellowship with our God. You know, earlier in this passage of Scripture, God basically imitates the people of Israel, the rich people of Israel, and talks about, you know, I'm going to bring thousands and thousands of cattle to the church to be offered up as sacrifices, and there'll be rivers of olive oil that I'm going to bring, and, you know, all this is going to, you know, really please God, and he's really going to be excited with me and what I'm doing in my life. And the prophet turns around and says, none of that interests God. The Lord has already told us in his word what is good, what he expects of us, what we would say right living or righteousness, right living, what he requires of us is this: do what is just, show constant love, and live in humble fellowship with our God. You have a situation where the rich people were taking advantage of the poor people by having, scales that weren't honest scales, and so you sold people less grain or whatever it was that they were buying than they were actually paying for, rich people charging excessive interest and usury, all of these things, so you weren't treating people justly. And that's the first thing that God requires. You want to please Him? Then you do the right thing to other people. And then to show constant love. Not love when it's convenient for you. Not love when it's the right person or your family or, your circle of friends. To live a life that exhibits constant love. And lastly, to live in humble fellowship with our God. Which means that, yeah, I'm fellowshipping with God, but He ain't getting no deal. Yeah, it's not like He won the jackpot when I came along. Now, I understand who I am in the eyes of my God. I'm simply a sinner saved by grace, but He loves me anyhow. Amen. Let's pray. Lord God, help me to do what You require of me, to do what is just, to show constant love, and to live in humble fellowship with You. Trusting in Your steadfast love and mercy, I pray in Your holy name. Amen. Well, that brings our Monday morning together to a close, beloved. Tomorrow, we're going to be over in Micah chapter 7, where Micah laments the moral corruption of the people. Until then, may God richly bless you, not just a little old mediocre blessing. I want God's richest blessings in your lives. We'll see you tomorrow.